Welcome back to Sports Byline with Tom Flores and Len Dawson. And literally, Tom Flores is leaving on a jet plane, but I'm not sure that the Raiders' offense is doing it, is it? Tom? Are you with us?
I just missed that last sentence that you said.
That's okay. I said that you're leaving on a jet plane, but it's not like Andrew Walter, Jerry Porter, and Randy Moss are leaving on a jet plane for an offense.
Well, I mean, it's just so inept. They're, you know, Andrew Walter is a young quarterback, but they've got to help him. And then when you do get somebody, Randy Moss has dropped more passes in the last two games than he probably dropped in his whole career at Minnesota. So that's not good. I mean, you got to be able to catch the ball. Jerry Porter, that's been an issue. He just got activated, and he played yesterday and played fairly well for the time he was in there. But the offense as a whole is just very, very inept.
Well, before we get to the Raiders' defense, let's talk about the fateful decision to play a Ben Roethlisberger. It reminds me of Andy Reid continuing to play Donovan McNabb with his injury last year, a very different kind of injury. But Ben Roethlisberger has had so many hits of different kinds. Len Dawson, if you were the head coach and general manager for the Raiders, for the Steelers, would you actually have played Ben Roethlisberger 1 week after that concussion?
Well, he got the okay from the doctors in Pittsburgh. And from what I understand, right there, they have the best concussion doctors in the world at Pittsburgh. Not just in Pittsburgh, but in the world. So he got the okay, and he probably wanted to play. But Tom could answer that better than me. I don't know how he's performing. All I can read is the stats, throwing four interceptions, two of them going back for touchdowns. I mean, you can't do that. Period. Giveaway, takeaway ratios, and when you're giving the ball away and getting penalized, you're in deep trouble.
Well, let's focus on something positive, Tom. Let's talk about that Raider defense. They have turned it around the last couple weeks. What's been the secret for them?
Well, I think they're just getting better and better. They're a very young team. I mean, they're, you know, the veteran in their defensive backfield is a three-year guy. Their linebackers are all young. You know, they have two rookies starting, the strong safety Huff and one of the linebackers, and the old guy on the team, the only veteran old guy is Warren Sapp, and he's playing pretty good at this point. But they just have incredible speed, and they're playing very well, and they're able to step it up in the fourth quarter. That's the one thing that the Raiders have not had in a long time. They haven't been able to put anybody away or even keep the team in the game in the fourth quarter. The offense isn't getting it done, but the defense is keeping the game pretty close in the fourth quarter, able to take the ball away. And last year they had five interceptions in the entire year last year. They've already surpassed that this year.
Andrew Walter may not have had exactly a sterling performance, but late in the first half he drove them down for that short field goal to put them ahead 10-6, and psychologically he gave them that sense. And actually I think it was Jerry Porter with a 19-yard catch with about a minute 15 left that put them in that position. What do you think about Andrew Walter's performance thus far this year, and even with stats as he had yesterday, is this hopefully the beginning of a more confident Raiders team?
Well, I think it is. I like it. I like Walter. I think he's got all the throws. He's got height, and he's got poise in the pocket. Unfortunately, he doesn't have the offense around him that can protect him like they should. And he can make the throws. I mean, he can make the throws. But the one thing that he does, which a lot of young quarterbacks do, is when it's not there, he won't go elsewhere, just tuck it and run or throw it away. He tries to squeeze the ball in, and you can't do it at this level. You squeeze the ball in, the defense is too fast at this level, and that's where he gets in trouble.
Well, thank you for joining us, Tom, and on short notice. We appreciate it. We just wanted to celebrate some good news in Raider land, and hopefully we'll check in with you in a couple weeks to see how things are progressing.
Okay, I'll talk to you. I'll see you soon, Leonard.
I hope so, yes.
Yeah, all right.
Thanks, Coach. Well, actually, the Raiders and the Chiefs should be playing pretty soon. And let's talk about that game, because in the last 2 weeks, Leonard, late in the game, the Chiefs have found a way to win, but they've also found a way to keep it close.
That's better than saying dumb plays, Nick, I guess. But it's crazy. I mean, Kansas City had the ball 42 minutes to 18 for Seattle in that ball game. They amassed about 500 yards to Well, I don't know what Seattle had, but not, you know, they didn't have 200 yards in the contest.
They had 240 yards.
240 yards. And they had that on one big play when Ty Law slipped and fell down. He took the bait on an out move, and it was an out and up move, and the receiver was wide open for a long touchdown. So they got most of those yardage on one or two plays. Kansas City's defense really did an outstanding job, but I'm sure you've seen the highlights of the holder that missed the snap and was bobbling it around there and tried to I guess he tried to throw it backhanded. You know, reminded me of Carroll Upremian.
Absolutely.
Did that in the Super Bowl against the Washington Redskins, and the defense was ready to kill that guy when he came to the sidelines, because one mistake is enough. Don't compound it by making another mistake. So that ended up as a touchdown. And then Jared Allen plays very well defensively as a defensive end, rushing the passer. Ball is tipped. He catches it. Now, there's less than 2 minutes to go. If he goes to a knee, Nick, game is over. You know, it's over because Kansas City's up by 7 points. But no, he can't do that. He's a defensive lineman. He has to score a touchdown so he can tell his grandkids and everybody else that he scored a touchdown when he was in the NFL. And so he's running instead of getting out of bounds or going to a knee, you know, protect the football. He's trying to look like Larry Johnson running with a football. He said, "I saw the end zone. I had to get in there." Well, what happened was a little old receiver, Branch, took the ball away from him, and they had to replay it to take a look and see what happened. And yes, indeed, he took the ball away, had possession of it with both feet in bounds before they both fell out of bounds. So it was a strange game. Perhaps they'll learn from the things that took place in that ball game yesterday. But the good thing for Kansas City is they're getting better, Nick. The offensive line was a problem. I heard Tom talking about the offensive line for the Raiders having a problem. Well, Kansas City, in the first few ball games, they had a problem protecting the quarterback. Thus, they had Damon Hewitt, who, incidentally, Nick, didn't know if he was going to play until game time because he pulled a groin muscle on Thursday, and it was game day, and he was out before the game, and I was watching him. He was moving real slow. Of course, he's not the quickest guy in the world anyway, but real slow. But once the kickoff took place and he got under center, you know, he forgot all about that that injury, threw for over 300 yards, and did a marvelous job.
Well, let's focus on that Chiefs defense, because we've been suffering through the Chiefs defense and their lack of tackling, including, of course, most recently against that Pittsburgh team, which of course, has turned itself around back in a negative direction the last couple weeks. What are the key things on that Chiefs defense that have turned around? Certainly the secondary is much more consistent now, with the exception of Ty Law falling down. They've got a more consistent secondary. They seem to have a bit of a pass rush now with Tamba Ali and Jared Allen. What else?
Well, I think the linebackers are playing better. Derek Johnson is now in his second year, and he's over that first year thing, and he understands a lot more about defense and what they're trying to accomplish under defensive coordinator Gunther Cunningham. And so the linebacking is doing a much better job. And on occasion, the defensive tackles are getting a push up the middle. You know, they've had a real problem with defensive tackles here in the last few years, trying to get a push up the middle and get in the face of the quarterback. Well, they're not doing it as consistently as they would like, but they are getting it occasionally. And the defensive backs are playing pretty well. The safeties are playing well. Greg Westley is having one heck of a year back there at the strong safety, or free safety, what he's playing. And so they're getting better. They're understanding, and they're giving. See, they've had people like rookies. Rivers came up here, never played at Arrowhead. And you know what Arrowhead is like and how loud it gets. And yesterday, the backup quarterback, Sonika Wallace, was playing there. And Gunther Cunningham showed him all kinds of sets defensively. He had Tamba Ali, who's a defensive end, playing linebacker. Oops, no, he's not going to play linebacker. He's coming up into the line of scrimmage. Then, oops, he's going back again. And the head of that quarterback was just swiveling because he didn't know what the heck was going on over there. Eventually snapped the ball, and he just got tackled back there for a 3 or 4 yard loss. So defensively, they're understanding their scheme much better than they have in the last couple of years, and they're getting better.
And offensively, Eddie Kennison with an outstanding catch for, I think, 51
yes.
yards there. One of the better catches of this season as well. But most importantly, my theory, I'm becoming conservative in my old age, and when you look at the way that the offensive and defensive lines are performing, that's usually what's happening with the quarterbacks, with the game itself. And you get that push with that offensive line. You get a Larry Johnson, who's big enough to wield some intimidation on the defense. Harkening back to the days of Christian Okoye, he actually breaks Christian's carry record yesterday as well. And my question to you is this. When you look at teams that have had trouble, that have talent, like the Philadelphia Eagles, but don't have, or for that matter, the Pittsburgh Steelers, that have lost a dominant running back that can intimidate the defense, that can wear them down. Then in the fourth quarter, you can't wear them out. Is that the problem right now with Philadelphia, and is that the reason why the Chiefs are able to win games in the fourth quarter?
Nick, you know as well as I do, if you don't have a running game, you got problems. I don't care how good the talent is in the passing game. You got to have a running game to keep those people honest over there. And Kansas City's got that. Now, they're all keying on Larry Johnson, you know. But the thing is, if you get him by the line of scrimmage, he really can do some damage in a couple of ways. One, he can run over those defensive backs, and he can out-juke them, too. And once he gets into the open field, he can outrun them. Now, yesterday, he got loose on a run. It's the first time in 2 years that I've been watching him that he's been caught from behind. A defensive back caught it from behind.
And that's right.
That's the first time that I have seen it. But the thing is, he can pound on you, pound on you, pound on you, and then what you might take care of it for a couple of quarters, but he's going to come at you in the fourth quarter as well. And
well, we're going to go to the fourth quarter of this show. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more with Len Dawson, and we're also going to be joined by Lewis Choker to talk about the fourth quarter, talk about harnessing emotion, whether it's the Chiefs game, whether it's the Carolina Cowboys game, or whether it is the big game with Indianapolis and Denver last night. We'll be right back. You're listening to Head Games Radio on Sports Byline.